With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump continues making great strides across the U.S. His latest stop today in Las Vegas, where he tells a huge rally, this is just the beginning, that together we will make America great again. Hamas today giving freedom to four Israeli soldiers in exchange for 200 Palestinians.
In Israel, crowds cheered as four female Israeli soldiers held captive by Hamas for 15 months were released as part of the second exchange since a fragile ceasefire took effect last weekend. And in the West Bank, cheering as buses carrying 200 Palestinian prisoners and detainees were released by Israel. Part of the deal was for displaced Palestinians to begin returning to northern Gaza, but Israel says that won't happen Sunday because a civilian hostage who was supposed to be released by Hamas had not been freed. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, huge numbers as an insurance broker tabulates the cost of last year's natural disasters.
The loss of human life last year was more than 18,000 people across the globe, many due to heat waves and flooding. In terms of dollars, broker Aon PLC calculates economic losses in the U.S. alone at almost $218 billion, more than 85% more than the year before. Worldwide economic losses were tallied at $368 billion, although down 7.3% from 2023, still 14% higher than the annual average going back to 2000. An estimated 60% of last year's losses were uninsured. George Williams reporting.
And dangerous weather in Ireland. Hurricane force winds bringing down power lines, very heavy rain. At least one person has been killed. This is SRN News. Southern Baptist Convention setting its 2025 public policy agenda.
The denomination's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission says it will work hard to curb abortion in the new year, focusing in particular on the proliferation of abortion drugs. Baptist leaders are also going to fight the LGBT agenda, especially where it concerns transgenderism and children. Supporting religious freedom and campaigning against gambling and marijuana will also be priorities for the largest Protestant denomination in this country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China's population has fallen for the third straight year, pointing to further demographic trouble for the world's second most populous nation. It's now facing both a graying population and emerging shortage of working age people. The figures follow trends worldwide, but especially in East Asia, where Japan, South Korea, and several other nations have seen their birth rates plummet. This is SRN News. A New York legislature proposal could make it a crime for people to wear face masks.
The bill would create the crime of mass harassment under the state's existing harassment laws and contain several exemptions for people who wear masks for medical reasons or during cold weather. Civil liberties groups have pushed back against mask bans and said this proposal is too vague and could result in selective enforcement against people expressing free speech rights. It's not clear how the bill will fare in the state legislature. But Governor Kathy Hochul expressed willingness to consider such proposals. John Scott reporting.
Private investigator pleading guilty to federal charges, including racketeering and bribery. Ricardo Mendez involved in a scheme between a law firm he worked for that specialized in defending those charged with DUIs and law enforcement officers. He admitted he offered gifts and cash in bribes to a number of officers. More details at SRNnews.com.